This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dynamic Banter. But before we get started, are you too busy to cook, Miss May? With Factor, you can skip the grocery store trip and the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up, too, and eat fresh, never frozen meals in just 2 minutes. Get 50% off your first box with code BANTER50 at factormeals.com/banter50. Now on with the show.
Just a little bobcat in the room.
Wow.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rows. Dynamic banter.
Stop.
Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter.
Now's not the time to put something in your mouth.
When we play Fortnite.
Stop eating.
There's one rule.
Time.
We have one rule.
It's so funny because we play Fortnite with friends who like to make bits. And some of those bits involve a soundboard that's happening through a computer. It's not me controlling a soundboard for once. It's like other people in our group doing soundboards.
Sure.
And recently we got the Congo clip, the stop eating.
Stop eating.
Where is it? Is it this one?
Stop eating my sesame cake.
Okay. What was the last time you saw Congo? Where does this come from?
It's been a while, actually.
Yeah.
But for some reason, dude, you even remembered it.
Yeah, of course. I saw that movie 10,000 times.
Because it was like on TV all the fucking time.
Yeah.
But can you tell me what the fuck that movie's about?
Yeah, they like wanted to find some diamonds or something.
Yeah.
Some crazy diamonds.
Yeah.
And then they accidentally discovered these like hyper aggressive chimpanzees.
Yeah.
And then
they're guarding the diamonds.
They're guarding the diamonds. And Tim Curry brought a deaf ape who could do sign language with him to communicate.
Amy.
Right.
Amy want teardrop drink. Teardrop drink.
Right.
Yeah, whatever that was.
It
was alcohol. That monkey wanted alcohol.
Loaded. She got, because she was nervous about the helicopter.
Yeah, the flight. And they gave her a teardrop drink. So for the rest of the movie, she wants the teardrop drink.
Yeah.
Alcoholism is funny.
Do you remember anything else about that movie?
I mean, I think the thing is I really haven't seen it. Like, be honest.
Yeah.
How many years ago was it that you last
saw? Over 15 at the least.
I think for me as well, dude.
Yeah.
As much as I love movies and shit, it has also been about 15 years.
20 since plus.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
I told the guys when we were playing Fortnite, that's what I want my refrigerator to tell me when I open it.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
That's what you get for keeping so much sesame cake in your refrigerator.
Stop eating.
I wanted to do that.
Like
stop
it's making
eating.
It sad.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm so hungry.
Stop eating.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Yeah. You have a good point.
Fuck. Anyway, so I think, so 15 years at least.
Yes.
For me as well.
Yeah.
Seeing Congo. Mm-hmm. Kevin, you seen Congo?
No.
Dude, we should all three of us watch Congo. Yeah, let's do a Patreon thing where we all watch Congo together.
Yeah, we have Tim Curry on.
It's like a horror movie, kind of. Wasn't it a Michael Crichton book?
I don't know. Oh, it was a book before.
It might have been. I think it was Michael Crichton.
It's a Tom Clancy.
It's a Tom Clancy, yeah. The monkeys have like AKs.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's find out some history of Congo.
Okay, good. Just kind of making noises until whatever's next in the day happens.
There's some people that live their whole lives like that.
It's exhausting. That's exhausting.
Michael Crichton, I was right. And I was right.
Stop eating.
Stop eating.
So... I remember that scene for some reason, dude, and you remembered it too. And I was thinking about this. Dudes our age, like, no Congo like that.
Well, HBO, excuse me, Max, drilled it.
Yeah, now we're at Max.
We got drilled.
Dude, fuck HBO.
Why?
I don't give a fuck.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
So, dude... No, I love HBO, and I don't like the Max thing.
Oh.
I did a tweet that was like something like HBO is a name that used to be like about the best dramatic like you knew the best dramatic television was about to happen.
Yeah, and legacy is important.
And Max is just some asshole's name.
Yeah.
So you want to call it that?
That's the part you want to keep?
That's the part, Max.
Dude, Cinemax is, or what was it?
Dude, that's
it was
the Cinemax, other thing. Right? There was Cinemax.
But that's like the worst version.
Dude, Cinemax sucked, yeah. But there was like, that's where Cinemax came from.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, did we see a lot of TNA on Cinemax.
What was her name?
Dude, when Cinemax...
Queen of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Emmanuel! Emmanuel.
Dude, that shit was like...
Stop!
Queen of the galaxy, she comes from the stars. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, there was a lot. Like, we get, you kids don't even fucking get it. You kids don't fucking get it, dude. No. You guys can type in titties.
You can type in.
You can say, anything. Hey Siri, titties.
You can type in. Anything and get a porn about it.
Dude, this week you would live in the
Emmanuel only.
For us, for Mike and I, dude, in the prime age of Jake and AF. What was the new one? What was the new jacking off you texted me? It was pretty funny.
Something about
it was a like snack. Ripping off.
Something about
snack it up.
No, this is keep going.
We're fucking
look this up.
But you know, prime jerkage. We were a couple of ham boys when we were that age.
What does that mean?
We were at the butcher shop every night, slamming it down on the...
We were putting it on the chopping
block. Dude, we were slamming our goddamn ding-dongs down on the chopper. Every night.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you got it? You want to have the robot say it? Yeah.
Jack in the snack.
Jack in the snack. Up all night. Yeah. Jack.
I'll meet up with you guys soon. I gotta get Jack my snack.
I got one hand in a bag of Doritos and the other one's Jack in the snack.
And I hope I don't get him.
mixed up.
So, you know, we would get these like free previews weekend, free preview weekend for Cinemax. And dude, when you'd get the free weekend for HBO or Disney Channel, that was cool. And you'd watch like big Hollywood blockbuster movies and you'd have a great time. But when you get the Cinemax preview,
yeah,
you knew that after 10 p.m., dude,
it would have been so funny to see a graph, like an infographic. You know how you get all these like YouTube analytics now?
Yeah.
And it tells you like when people tune in. What if there was like a correlation between the sun going down
and Cinemax hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Which got its name as Skinemax.
Skinemax, yeah.
Because Cinemax was like the only premium cable network that would come in for free sometimes, for a free weekend, that would show basically the softest core porn you could possibly imagine.
Yeah. The early to late 90s were filled with almost porn.
Dude, it was like
people sitting on each other's laps with their shirts off.
Dude, yeah. And maybe bouncing.
Yeah.
But most likely some kind of grinding.
Always sweating.
So much sweat. And it was funny because the wherever the penetration is meant to be happening was like not where it should be happening.
Dog, if you want to, you know how people ask you like what order to watch the superhero movies to understand it?
Yeah.
If you want to understand every sex scene in that time period, just watch the pool scene in Showgirls.
Oh man, where they're fucking in the pool. Yep. Yeah, because that's like the most overly simulated sex. Yeah.
And that's kind of like a character of how everything
was. What Skinemax was. Yeah. Dude, porn for us was not like hardcore, like we never got vagina.
But around the same
way
time.
Way later.
You're right. That's why none of us knew what vagina
even
looked like until very recently.
Yeah.
Dude,
I still don't really know.
What if we were to draw one?
I wouldn't.
Right.
Stop
eating.
Dude,
next time you're going down on
stop eating.
You got it, monster.
Dude, HBO had like crazy more explicitly sexual things.
Oh yeah.
But they didn't like
show later. Right?
Because
eventually they got Taxi Cab Confessions.
Yeah, and like the show about hookers.
Yeah, yeah. It was like Pimps Up, Hoes Down.
Yeah. And that was fascinating.
The Bunny Ranch one.
Also,
remember the Bunny Ranch one?
Yeah, yeah. But also, all of us had that knowledge too early.
Yeah, but it was like kind of innocent.
What age did you guys start watching that shit?
It's
tough to say. I want to say like 12 or 13 or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah, huh? That is kind of when you'd... Yeah.
When you start exploring.
And now I wonder if, like, your parents left it on.
Just so that that could naturally happen?
Yeah, because they don't want to have the conversation. Dude. They're like, let them watch HBO.
I bet
let the hookers do it.
I bet all the, like, books about parenting have that chapter about banging and jacking off.
Yeah, they rip it out.
And it just says, let it naturally happen.
Yeah.
They'll naturally be curious and naturally will do it.
They'll figure it out. There's only so many...
What was that? What happened?
We roller skated around.
Fell right into a roller rink. Yeah.
Me and Super were skating backwards around the apartment.
We were just skating. Dude, and it looks so professional and good.
And we're like going in.
Like I'm spreading my legs open and you're going underneath.
I'm holding you up with one hand and spinning her out.
So we like, yeah, like eventually HBO like caught up with Skinemax, but like the way we even got here was like, for those of you that don't know, HBO Max is now just Max, and HBO is just gone. Uh-huh. Like, fuck HBO.
That's sad.
Dude, HBO is one of the longest running American networks, television networks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
So, dude, that whole, the screen that came up when it said HBO dude. Original. Oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah. I was talking about the staticky thing that came up, like, before The Sopranos and Oz yeah, and stuff. Dude. Like that meant
the white
something.
Noise, yeah.
And even for stand up, if you had an HBO special, that was like a huge deal.
For real.
But and the name had like a weight to it.
Totally. And it and meant that it was good shit. You were gonna see good shit. Mm-hmm.
Then when you change the branding, it's all like you have to like trust that as much as you trusted HBO for like what 60 years.
But it's like you kinda don't. It's like the you know, that auto shop that your grandpa would go to get auto parts for the old Buick. What the fuck? It's kind of scary.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
Stop. That guy died. That's a robot that doesn't want to die. Damn.
Dude, it's like we're one comedian.
I know, it's now combined. We're combining. We're combining.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Max thing is like such a weird thing because there was also Cinemax. And there's like a Cinemax Plus, dude. Hmm. There is. Hmm. So now there's Cinemax Plus and Max and
Plus.
Owl Smax. IMAX.
Corn Smax.
Apple Jacks.
It doesn't make any of it. You know what sucks about all the names being similar is I don't want anything over anything else.
I know.
What does Plus have that double Plus?
They're just treating us like we're fucking idiots, dude. Mm. Because we are.
And that's why everybody watches TikTok.
Dude,
like,
I know.
Let me watch you figure it out
it's
for a
so
second.
It's so stupid. And it's so funny to get to an age where you're like, you see right through what's happening and you know what was happening in those meeting rooms.
Yeah.
Where they're like, well, you just want to get rid of HBO? That's bonkers.
Yeah.
You're killing a legacy. And someone else is like, yo, we're in with the, we're out with the old, we're gobbling glizzies and getting bussin' now. Right?
We don't need you.
We don't need you, old man. We don't need your home box office.
We're doing the great.
Now let's get on. Let's get on with this skating. I hate arguing in my skates.
The only thing the older generation gave us that's any worth a shit is these skates.
Yeah, these fucking skates, asshole. Spinning. But dude, you know how those meetings went and they're probably real gross and sad. Uh-huh. Like them all deciding to get rid of the HBO.
Yeah.
To just get rid of HBO.
Yeah.
Did they get rid of
overnight, they got rid of HBO.
Was there an announcement of why?
Not really, no. I mean, you just go to the app now and it's just Max.
Dude, they might... I mean, there's a bunch of intangible reasons why you shouldn't do that. But all those people will point to certain numbers and be like, that's the reason. Yeah. It's like, why didn't you give a shit about it for however many years and then it went down? We wouldn't have had to do this if like, that's how the business part of that works. And that's very interesting. And it would be interesting to see like when, like after, I don't know, what did they stop doing to make it dip for it to need to be something
You're right.
Else?
They're like, meticulously in their data. Mm-hmm. And they have money to throw at firms that, like, do psychological tests and shit and know exactly what the audience wants and what they love. And it's not about everybody. Right. It's about the majority of people who are watching and subscribing to their services.
You know what's so funny? When HBO was playing Congo, like, six times a day.
Yeah, a billion times.
They were on their way up.
Of course they were.
So something to look...
Dude, Congo bongoed so that the Sopranos could gabagool. Okay. We'll be right back. So, dude, we went to Salem, Oregon.
We sure
did.
And
now we're actually back.
Yeah, we sure did.
We put out two episodes that were in the can, but we haven't actually been back until this moment.
Yeah.
And
now we're back.
What a show.
That was so much fun.
It was so fun.
Yeah, I cried on stage.
Dude, the theater was awesome, too.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And everyone there was awesome, and everyone who came was awesome.
Yeah.
I love that the guy who had COVID sat in the balcony away from everybody else.
Yeah.
But
and still gave it to Steve's.
And still gave it right to me after the show with a big hug and a kiss.
Stop.
There was also a couple that drove from San Diego to be there.
Stop.
And they're going to make it because that shows that they can make bad decisions together and stick with it.
Well, there was a great turnout and, you know, maybe we didn't sell out the place,
sure.
But we had a great turnout and a lot of people showed up to give us love and a lot of fun live history roads and, hijinks that you guys will eventually see.
And something made me cry laugh.
Dude, made there's me craft on a stage. Moment in the end, that just is the perfect little button that was like, man, what a fun, ridiculous thing. But you never know what's going to happen at those live TV shows.
It's going to be what?
The live show?
Yeah.
Next
Where?
Week we'll be on Patreon.
On Patreon. Nice. Dude, that Patreon... That's the place to be.
It's pretty tight.
And I'm not just saying that. If you like this show, we do just like extensions of what the show is to the maximum.
Oh, yeah.
Over there.
It's a little looser-gooser, maybe.
Yeah.
And the format is, we're still trying to figure out kind of like things here and there. But it's so fun.
Well, it's just like a grab bag of dynamic banter related
things. It's a grab of content.
Yeah. But it happens on the regular, right?
That's right.
Every week there's two things.
One
thing. There's the behind the, and then where does the
mama?
Where does mama's titties go?
Mama's titty.
One video a week.
Yeah. Okay. So sometimes it's behind the banter, and sometimes it's
in front of it. But never on it.
You get to vote every week if it's behind or
in front of it. In front of the banter. Blocking the banter. Blocking banter. So, but the show was really cool, and there was a note left by someone who... I mean, we love a physical note.
We stand a physical note.
It's like yellow paper.
And it's yellow paper, and it's all properly formatted. Look, we've got our...
That means
what
a lawyer
do they call
did
that?
It. Margin.
They got the margin all beautiful. They got their spaces before the first sentence there. It all has actual names.
Kerning.
Kerning and shit. But I love it. We love a physical piece of mail. I wanted to read this. This guy brought like another soundboard for us.
Yeah, and he gave it to me, and I said, I honestly don't know what
didn't
to do
wanna,
with this.
Yeah, I mean, you
I was
can't.
Like, don't waste this on me.
Yeah.
This is an expensive thing.
And then I said, Kevin might get some fun use out of this.
And I gave it to Ariana.
Oh, and Kevin gave it to Ariana, who will get even more use out of it.
And that is the origin story of Fraggle Rock.
So you guys are really, so Sir Mr. Mitchell, you really have gifted quite a treat for the Dynamic Banter family.
And you really have written a letter.
And you really have. Anyway, Mike, so...
I was in New York.
Any notables in Portland? And then we'll get to New York. But did you get to do anything fun, or you were just in and out?
Which
in when Portland. We did our Portland trip,
I was in and
just
out. Yeah, I had to get back because I was I went to the East Coast shortly afterwards to do a show with Olin Rogers in Boston. And then I had a day with my family, and then I did 3 days of shows in the Stand in New York, and it was so much fun.
Please.
Kevin can't even believe it.
Kevin's crazy losing it.
Kevin's losing his ass.
Kevin's his mind. So it was my first time in Portland, and I really didn't love Salem.
Sure, go ahead.
But everyone who came out was like awesome, and we really weren't in it long enough to get a good feel for it. But for the amount of time that I was there, I think I realized that there's no reason for me to ever go back there.
So we're never going back.
So I would rather to never go back. But Portland, I got a little bit of a taste of. We went I couldn't say confidently where exactly we went, but there was this place. We were looking for a fun breakfast place.
Yeah.
And I felt like Portland would be the one to have a fun breakfast place, right?
Yeah.
Like with some fun name, like Eggs to You or some shit.
Here's the eggs.
Here's the eggs. Come on, here's the eggs.
Come on here. Dude, what was the guy's name? The theater guy, Alex? Alex, yeah. He did a great job.
Oh, he was great, dude.
The best part
he
of
killed
Salem.
It. Yeah. We were setting up this toy that I got. And he was like, he did a great job. Yeah. It was a little annoying to get it set up. Yeah. And we used it twice.
Dude.
Also, you guys never sat down.
We also never sat down. Well, we the whole show felt unhinged pretty much.
Uh-huh.
And we did, you'll see eventually, but.
We stood up the whole time.
We were stood up the whole time.
Yeah.
2 hours.
For
2 hours, yeah.
Now my back's out.
My arms are tired. But what was I going to say? Oh, so we were looking for a fun breakfast joint. And we found a place called Fried Egg I'm in Love.
You know what? Fine.
Yeah, dude. And it was all these tattooed folks in the shop, running the joint, covered in tattoos. Like the most tattoos I've ever seen on just regular. Like it looked like everyone from children to to old people all were covered in tattoos.
Just a pile of ink with a little
pretty
hat
much
on.
Yeah. And I was like that's pretty rad. I like going into a place that's clean and artsy, yeah, and also has real artsy folks work in there.
Everybody looks like a painting with a septum ring.
Love it.
Yeah.
And we had a delicious breakfast there, so that's where we were at this Fried Egg I'm in Love place, wherever that part of town is. And the sandwich names were really funny. It was
it's giving sandwich.
Fuck, I have to find them. Fried Egg I'm. We're giving these guys a lot of advertisement.
It was good.
It was very good.
Do you have a promo code?
Yeah, Fried Egg the Cure.
Yeah.
Yoko Ono is the name of one of the sandwiches. Yoko Ono. Yolka, Egg Zeppelin, Vegan and Sarah. So they had real fun names like that. And so I was like, fuck yeah, dude, that's tight. I'll totally get an Egg Zeppelin. Why not? Who gives a fuck?
What was on it?
It was good. It had a hot sauce in there, and it was egg and a little hash brown or something.
Fucking hot sauce.
It didn't have hot sauce?
Oh, the fucking hot sauce.
Oh, the hot sauce that we ate at the restaurant we ate at when we landed in Portland.
What was it? What we asked for?
We kept hiding the hot sauce from Kevin or something. Yeah. We kept telling him it was the best hot sauce we'd ever had. But anyway, so we walked around Portland, wherever that was, and it was great. And we went to a dispensary, and we got a big old joint. And we were just smoking and walking around and checking out the record shops and the thrift stores. And by the way, loving the fact that everything was pretty reasonably priced.
Sure.
To a point where I couldn't believe how cheap some shit was.
Whoa,
a thrift shop where you could get a dress for 99 cents.
Oh, word.
Is not a thing in LA anymore.
No, 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 no.
It used to be, but not anymore.
$30 minimum at thrift stores.
Oh, yeah, dude. That guy, who was that guy that was like, go to the thrift store and pop off the tags? Basically giving these children instructions on how to steal from thrift stores. And suddenly wearing your grandpa's jacket was cool. And then they hawk the goddamn prices. It's these fucking hipster swine. This is gone now. Someone just drove by. So anyway, we were walking around for like hours, and we were like, you know, Kevin was with us, we were with Shannon and my girl Haley, and we were kicking it and walking around a lot. And we ended up going to like all these weird places. We were super high and maybe a little dehydrated also.
Sure, sure.
And we went to this like fucking like clown arcade place.
We didn't know what it was going
to
be.
We didn't know what it was going to be, but the outside looked like it was like a fucking like Dave 1970s Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, yeah.
With like creepy looking clown, neon signs with clowns. Like creepy looking clowns all over it, but in the 70s they were like happy looking clowns. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they became creepy.
They became
with
creepy
age.
As they aged, exactly. Yeah. So it was basically a place where it was like it looked like a circus, Dave and Buster's circus.
Okay.
And we were like, well, of course we gotta fucking go into that place. So we go in and they're like, it's $2 to come in here. And we're like, okay, what is it? And they're like, it's a theater and an arcade. And I'm like, whoa, that's kind of rad. What's playing in the theater? They're like, Ant-Man's. I was like, okay, cool, man. There's an Ant-Man in there. And then they were like, if you pay $2 each, you come in, you can't leave. And you also have to spend at least $5 on tickets to play games. And so we're like, all right.
So you're in the, it's a commitment.
We go in and it's like endless carnival music and children screaming and like video games.
Was it?
It was like Chuck E. Cheese.
Like the city or was it like outside? Dude, hold on. So I used to do shows at this place. Is this the place?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Wait. Does that say bar? Does that say bar? Yeah, it's a bar. No, it's not a bar. It's not a bar.
But they have, like, they show stuff in there.
Oh.
And then it's just, like, clown-themed.
Okay, see, that's...
The walls are covered in clowns.
That's what we wanted.
Yeah. Oh.
And what we got was Chuck E. Cheese. Straight up Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, no.
Like, bad. Like, a disheveled, like, not run well Chuck E. Cheese.
Sure.
Two rooms of arcade games.
Yeah, and it was, like, little kid games on one side. Yeah. And there was, like, a VR thing on the other side.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so we started, like, feeling, like... overwhelmed, and like Haley was like, I need to sit down, I'm like gonna pass out. Like, we were walking around all day and like smoking, and
oh yeah, sure,
and it was hot as fuck. It was record heat in Portland.
Congratulations.
And so we're like, she's like, I don't feel good, I gotta get, we like, can we go back to the hotel? And I was like, yeah, we've been walking around forever, let's go back to the hotel, let's relax, let's get you some water.
Uh-huh.
And let's relax. So I'm like, I want to know what you would do in a situation like this.
Relaxing in water sounds good.
I fucking forgot.
Yeah, Kevin forgot, but Kevin's a big part of this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit.
Because it was...
Kevin forgot he was there the whole time.
Well, Kevin forgot everything.
Find out why, yeah.
Well, we were like... So Haley was like, I don't feel good, we gotta go. And I'm like, okay, let's get an Uber. And she's like, I don't know if I can get in a car right now. And I'm like, whoa, I get that. I totally get that. So I'm like, here's some more water and let's chill. So we were chilling and whatever. She started to feel a little bit better. She's like, all right, I think we can go now. So it was like a 30-minute drive back to the hotel. So I get us an Uber and we say goodbye to Shannon. And Kevin's coming back with us because he's going to fly out in a couple hours. And so we get in this Uber and the guy's like super nice. He's like, hey, where are you going? We're like, hey, we're going to the hotel or whatever. And like, all right, tight. But the second we got into the car, dude, there was an unavoidable smell. Like, bad. Like, I'm talking, like, comically bad. And I'm like, oh, no. Haley's, like, feeling kind of sick. And... Exactly, dude. Exactly that. And I'm like, this is going to make her like fucking puke in the car probably. And I'm like looking back at her and she's like got her eyes closed and
yeah,
she's just
me and her in the back seat. Hurt. She was behind the guy.
Yeah, right behind the guy. Perfect. And he had his arm on the window and Haley was like, as long as I can roll the window down and get air in my face, I'll be fine. The problem was is the window down meant the air was like filtering through.
It'll rush in.
It like filter. It was like the clean air got filtered out and the nasty smell in the car came out as a breeze in her face. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like trying to be like, I'm doing that thing. Can you do this, Mike, where you can like close your nose in the inside? Like you don't have to breathe through your nose. You can breathe through your mouth. But
sometimes
you
still taste that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you still, like one of the other senses picks it up.
But you're like trying not to taste and you're just breathing air in and out of your mouth.
Not with this nose.
So for me.
It's unavoidable.
Dude, I can like plug it inside. Like a fish that can like, or like a frog or whatever, where they close that second
eyelid. They're like
eyelid.
Second eyelids, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they can see underwater and shit. I was like, that's what I was doing, so I didn't have to fucking smell this horrendous smell.
Which one was the smell, just to clarify?
Well, it was body odor.
Yep.
It was the BO. Yep.
So bacteria
it was
on
the
someone's
scrimp.
Skin. Skirt.
It was the Ren and Stimpy horn sound .mp3.
Spurt. Hold on, give me one more try.
That's exactly what it was.
Okay, thank you.
And it was awful. And so Haley kept like rolling the window up and down because it was like,
you know where he does that thing where it's like,
oh yeah, the helicopter thing.
Yeah, but also it was like concentrated BO in her face with the wind. So it was like, what do I want? The stale air in the car or the absolute source of the smell being blasted into my face with wind?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like a hard decision. And so we got out of the car and finally we were like walking to the hotel room. And so I was like waiting till we were like far enough away.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I am so sorry, Haley, about the smell in the car. And she was like, dude, I nearly puked. Yeah. It was so bad. And then she explained the like gust of wind thing. And Kevin, I'm expecting Kevin to be like, dude, I couldn't believe. He was like, what smell?
Huh.
Dude, motherfucking Kevin smelled
nothing.
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
The smell goes nowhere.
The smell was nowheres on Kevin.
Dude, so the right move? I'll tell you the right move.
Yeah. There's two things here. It's like, what's the move? And also, what the fuck was that?
Well, the air was being, like, forcefully moved around.
Dude, but the second we got in that car, it was like a wall of bad.
It's very interesting.
It's so weird.
But also, the air is being moved around in specific ways. You're next to the person.
I was right next to
them. It's coming at you different. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like, what kind of vehicle was it? Was it a car?
It was a sedan.
That's even more whatever.
It was awful.
But air's being pushed around and you're in kind of the only seat that would have any kind of like lack of backdraft, whatever. But the right move would be to give Haley that seat.
That's what I would have done if I would have known that there was this smell.
Dude, there has to be some
no
kind of
communication that there was a smell.
There has to be some kind of little communication that says like, even so if you got into the car and you know that it smells gross, look at the sick one, because that was right to have that thought.
But,
and then just be like, do you want to sit somewhere else? But you, it's in an ambiguous kind of
way. I mean,
way.
And we're already going, and we're like,
that I didn't smell it.
Well, because
but she could, if the smell was like horrendous,
it was
she
horrendous.
Could kind of act like,
I need to, this sun
there's
is in my
There's
face.
A way to do it without like hurting that guy's feelings.
Yeah, the sun is like really fucking me.
Yeah,
right
yeah. I have to be on that side where the sun is not that strong.
Dude,
and then Kevin's like,
to me, like,
I dealt with it though.
Here's,
I wasn't sick.
My thing is like, there's no possible way that Kevin's seat, for some reason, was magically shielded from that smell.
Were you
I don't believe it.
Not at all. and then we made sure I still could smell shit like, afterwards.
We got in that car, and it was instant.
Yeah.
It was like, there was no breeze. It was like, the car smells this way. It was like that Seinfeld episode. You see the Seinfeld episode? It was like someone got a car for a good deal, but it smelled so bad inside.
Oh, Uncle. Whatever.
Yeah, it was like, something like that. But they just couldn't get the smell out of the car, no matter what.
That's very interesting.
But yeah, the fact that Kevin couldn't smell it. But so let's take that out of the equation.
Okay.
Like, what do you do in a scenario where, like, let's say it's not particularly this situation, but you get into a Uber yourself and it's the worst smell you've ever smelled in your life.
And I'm just by myself.
You're by yourself.
Roll down the window regardless of
how you just do it.
What the temperature is.
You just get
I've done it in Denver at like 5 o'clock in the morning out of like protest.
Oh my God. Five o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Cause I fly at like weird freezing? Hours. So I don't like waste the next day.
Sure.
But it's like, you know, it's fucking January. Or when did me and Olin go out? Like February, January?
Yeah, but it's freezing as fuck.
It was the most cold it could possibly be. But the guy was Stinky McGillicuddy. So I'm not going to like sit there. It's almost like a self-inflicted, like, if I have to deal with the shit, then you have to deal with like the protest on it.
I think that needs to be kind of the unwritten like solution to that situation.
Well, I don't know how to fix it because it's There's no fix. You could be like, if you're on Uber, the boss doesn't come around to make sure you don't smell like shit.
No.
Like if you work in a restaurant, your boss is like,
oh, fine. For sure.
You know,
for sure.
And we'll send you home if you're, I guess that is the answer. If you had a job where you have to go into an office and you interact with other people, you have to like, for customer service, it's the least you could do to not smell.
But there's like so many reasons for smells like that too. Like beyond just kind of like,
bacteria on your skin is to people. The smell.
Yeah. And it's like some people, it's maybe it's like a religious thing. Some people, maybe it's like,
you have to collect bacteria. It brings you closer to God.
The bacteria brings you closer to God.
Because there's more living microorganisms
on your
skin.
Some people are allergic to like the body fragrances that are good at hiding body odors.
I don't think, then you should be like, if I'm not a good driver, I can't be an Uber driver.
I just think that it comes down to,
if you're not a good smelling next to you when you're next to other people, don't have a job where you're next to other people in an enclosed space.
I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, I usually assume that it's like a religious thing. Like
immediately.
I'm like, if it's that bad, it's like, this has to be like, I go all natural. I don't fuck with any products. This like, is my...
When you go into the car, you go, oh my God.
Yeah. I do, dude.
Your God.
The thing is, I want to. That's what my brain is saying to do.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I need to give this person the benefit of the doubt, whether it's like just respecting them as a human that exists on the planet with me.
Dude, well, that's the thing. It's like,
I'd like to think it's not on purpose.
Okay.
So in that scenario, if that's like my first instinct is this isn't on purpose.
You have the right to smell however you want to smell. But if your income is based on other people having a comfortable experience, then other people are at least allowed to have an opinion about how that affects their life.
I agree. And I think the fact that you like rolled down your window in the fucking winter and was like,
and the door's open and I'm pushing the door
with your leg
and we're on the highway.
Yeah. Cause it smelled so bad and it was the only way to get the smell out.
And I'm looking in their eyes the whole time.
But like, I think that there should just be in the case of like, this person isn't doing it on purpose, but you have to understand that like, because you're working with people that are going to be in your car, in your space, like all day, and that's your job, you're working with people, then you need to understand that I'm going to roll that motherfucking window down.
Yeah, you can't be like, what the fuck, it's cold in here.
Yeah, it's
like,
just
you know what else it is in
thing.
Here?
Yeah.
It was stinky.
And maybe that guy knows that he's stinky.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is I think that rolling down the windows is like something you just have to put up with if you are a stinky boy.
I guess I wish in a perfect world that it was okay to get into a car and smell a stink and be like, it really stinks in your car.
That's probably the right way to do it.
If you do the only thing.
Absolutely. You can cancel.
You can't flip from the inside and do it like this.
I'm canceling right in front of you. I mean, I think
look at him while you're canceling it.
I think people should be able to do that. I think that should be the right thing to
do. If we're going to have the trust level, of we're going to get into each other's stranger's car.
Yeah. Let me into your fucking car.
I need to be as a stranger. And it's an unbiased opinion by that point.
Totally.
Yeah. Into the car. It stinks in here.
Yeah.
I have to go.
Well, anyway, I thought about the stinky car a lot after that and how Kevin didn't smell it somehow. Thank God Haley was with me on it. It was like, dude, I couldn't take it.
Dude, and then he gets out of the car. He's like, does someone smell stepping shit?
Yeah, who smelled it? Yeah, outside of the car. It's me and Haley covered in poop. We're covered in shit. What's that fucking
smell?
Did
someone roll around in shit just now?
But I was thinking about it. And then, like, you know, the way Uber works is like, 2 minutes after the ride, you get the little message that goes like, how much you tipping your boy and how many stars do they get? Mm. And Haley was like, I was suffering on that drive.
Yeah, be honest. You have to be honest.
And I was like, so was I. I was also suffering in a way.
And Kevin was fine.
Somehow Kevin was fine. And so I was like, I gotta like, I gotta vote with my brain here. Like, yeah. You know, it
this is the future of the country.
Yeah, this is the future of the country here. And maybe this guy needs to know. Something was up with his car ride.
He's not going to know until several other people are affected by it.
But I wonder if it's like a repeat offense or something. You never know.
Who knows?
You never know.
Does it show you their rating when they
No,
come?
I wish it did.
What's the point of the rating if they don't show you?
I think they can see everything. They can see their rating and they can see your rating. You know that users have ratings too?
What if he was like, those people smell like shit?
I know, right? They smell so clean.
And this one kid seemed to be enjoying it in the back.
I need to find out who that kid is and work with him.
Dude, that'd be funny if you were ultra honest in your review and you were like, me and my girlfriend were dying, but Kevin was fine. And you just kept having to say
like, yeah, like I'm just trying to be honest.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. One of the guys in a car said it was totally normal and fine. Rest of us were tortured.
He was a shitty driver, though, too.
Yeah, he was.
Dude,
at one point, he was, like, roller coaster launching into a fucking exit.
Yeah.
Like, we all got pushed into our seats. He was going so fast. And I was like, dude, Haley's in a fucking, like, projectile vomit in here.
I've seen Zoya scream at taxi
cab
driver.
Dude, it was close. It was close.
Dude, on the FDR, when everybody, it's the highway that goes, like, around Manhattan. Yeah. And people get, like, wacky nuts. Dude, one day. So I stay kind of halfway in between Manhattan and Connecticut when I go home.
Yeah.
And I was staying right there in the middle in like Westchester County area. And I was getting out of the city one night after shows and I was on the FDR. And it's like, especially on the weekends, there's always like drunk drivers on there. So just be very careful. And there was this van with the lights off just going in and out of like every lane. Mm-mm. And everyone was like trying to like just do maneuvers and there's traffic, so everyone has to. It was kind of a beautiful thing,
like a ballet.
I would have loved to have seen like a drone
footage, bird's eye view, because
there's like just a circle around this, like
put the
drunk
Nutcracker
person.
Music over it. Yeah,
and everyone's like doing their best to like get out of their way and avoid them, and it's just an insane thing that somebody would do that with like that big of
selfish.
would be selfish with like a huge thing, like
right
that. Yeah,
dude. I mean the appropriate thing in those situations is to like let that person know that they're fucking up and they're an idiot.
Yeah,
but if it's a drunk person, there's no point.
You gotta tell them when they're awake and they can feel bad about it.
All right, should we do some ads?
Please
Kevin, is that where we at?
Yeah,
oh wow, we way where we at. Guys, welcome to the ad portion of the show. I want to thank HeadGum. I want to thank all our homies out there in DB land. I'm talking Leah. I'm talking Kibim. Let's see, who's the other guy?
Josh!
Yeah.
I didn't quite get his name, but...
Yeah!
I agree with Kevin.
Guys, I do want to get you all excited and all up in your arm. Guys, stamps.com, huh?
Yeah, all
guys, right. It's a post office in your office is what stamps.com is.
This out of my face.
With stamps.com, all you need is a computer and a printer. How about that? And they even send you a free scale, so you have everything you need to get started. Ain't that nice? Hey, how about this? If you need a package pickup, huh? You can easily schedule it through your stamps.com dashboard. And if you sell products online, stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, yeah, man. Dude, whoa, I was just thinking about those premium discounts. Because running a business isn't cheap, is it? Especially when it comes to fulfilling orders for your customers. Luckily, Stamps.com has a huge carrier discounts. Up to 84% off UPS and USPS rates. Plus, Stamps.com automatically tells you your cheapest and fastest shipping options. So look. Come on, let's set up your business for success. When you get started with Stamps.com today, all you got to do is sign up with that promo code BANTER for the special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. And no long-term commitments or contracts. Kevin likes it. Just go to Stamps.com, you click on the microphone at the top of the page, and you enter the code BANTER. That's Stamps.com. /BANTER. And that promo code BANTER to get the 4-week trial, free postage, and a free digital scale with no long-term commitments or contracts. Is one of our longest running ad sponsors here on the show. Mike Falzone has that Squarespace website. You can check that out at MikeFalzone.com. Or you can go to Squarespace.com right now. Squarespace.com/banter. And check out what Squarespace.com is all about. Help your boys out over here at DB. You use that web address and you use those promo codes and you help the boys out. And hey, maybe you're looking to start a website for some reason. You're just trying to sell your wares. You're trying to link to cool stuff, upcoming events, write a vlog. Whatever it is you're trying to do, having a website is very professional. And maybe take you more seriously as a business, as an entity, as something that it creates a service for customers. Having a website is helpful. So, use Squarespace for that very reason by going to squarespace.com/banter. You'll get a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, and we know you will be eventually, use that offer code BANTER.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
Where are we going? We're going to squarespace.com/banter. And when you're ready to launch that website, use that offer code BANTER and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Stop eating.
That's right. That's squarespace.com/banter. And use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace!
Hey, I can never take a job.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
How can you possibly?
Stop eating
my Dude, this is like what an AI picture looks like.
Stop eating. Stop eating. Stop eating. Stop eating. Stop eating. Stop eating.
Guys!
I don't know.
Dad grass. Hey, I got a question. It's wedding season. If every weekend seems to be booked up with engagement brunches, dinners of rehearsing dinners, rehearsing brunches, rehearsal brunch dinners.
I got a question.
You guys been to a rehearsal brunch dinner?
Dinner.
You have dinner and rehearse what you're going to have for brunch. And I'm talking stressful ceremonies. Your friends are getting married. Stop, you got to be there for them.
Stop eating.
Take a second to chill out without being so high that you fumble the big toast. Right? Dadgrass can help you chill out and get you in a euphoric mood while keeping your head clear. Yeah, dude. And Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp. Dude. We're talking smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. And their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC.
Stop eating my sesame seeds.
And high in CBD. So you can enjoy the effects of cannabis. While keeping a clear head. What's that like? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. And all Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door. Anywhere in the U.S. Shit, is that the sponsor? And it's TSA approved.
Stop.
So... right now, dude, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order. When you go to dadgrass.com.
Stop it.
.com. Right now, guys, you go to dadgrass.com/banter and you'll get 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/banter.
Stop eating.
For 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/banter. Fuck me, dude. God damn it.
Stop eating my...
So funny to be on emails with head gum.
Yeah.
And being like, okay, so how long on CBS camera does everything have? That doesn't matter. Oh boy.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
Stop eating my sesame cake. Stop eating.
My best advice I could give to people out there is
stop eating.
People ask me all the time.
People ask me, should I keep eating? And I always say,
stop eating.
All right.
Shit, man.
Showtime.
Showtime.
It's showtime. All right. Well, let's do like a few history roads.
There's so many good ones.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We have to do a history road episode.
Nick said he wrote one.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do a history road episode. It's been a while since we've done one of those.
Okay.
And we'll catch up on all the good stuff. Okay.
Let's do the Salem one. It's timely.
Yeah, fuck Nick, dude. What the fuck?
But Nick's is quick.
We'll do both then.
It's down to tiny bit.
Stop it. Stop eating. Stop eating. Stop eating.
It's 2G.
Stop eating.
We'll do Katie first or Nick first? Nick. Hey man, Michaelis Samerton. Nicholas Hamilton says, happy birthday. Hello, chaps, and also greetings. He says, here I go waving. He's waving now in the email. I'm Nicholas Hamilton.
Stop eating, stop eating, stop eating.
A celebrated actor, singer, alcoholic. Raw butt fucking. Oh no, I won't say that one.
Stop.
And I'm here to show you some of my culture. That piece of shit. You can't just throw that word in there. After hearing you call the I've just won 250,000, I'm not joking, guy, an Englishman and a New Zealander, when he's so famously and obviously from my home country, the one where we drink beer and hate the gays and the colored people.
Stop.
I figured it only right to introduce you to another famously Australian meme man. Oh, shit. This is interesting.
What?
I like this. He's sharing with his own. This might be piece of gold we ain't never unearthed before, Mike.
Okay.
Here he is, and also you're welcome. Happy birthday to me, and also I'm sick right now, so please don't have raw anal sex with me. Don't even try. Thank you, Nicholas William Hamilton.
We'll keep that advice in mind as we go forward.
That's all we can do.
All we can do is keep the advice in mind. All
right, here it is. Here's the clip he wants to show us. Looks like someone's getting arrested.
But you just assured me that I could speak.
Oh, I love this guy.
Sit down inside the car. This man's not assuring anything. We're under arrest.
Look, I'm under what? Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Democracy!
Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cups.
This is the bloke who got me on the penis before. Get your hand off my penis!
Get some cups.
Get your hand off my penis!
Get
Why did you do that?
You gotta keep it going. He says other good things.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's nice headlock, sir.
This is my favorite Monty Python.
Yes. I see that you know your judo well.
Wow.
Good one.
This guy's amazing.
And you, sir? Are you waiting to receive my limp
Dude,
penis?
Dude, the cut back up with him, he still sounds exactly like him.
How dare you!
Unhand my penis! A succulent Chinese meal!
How many cops are needed to get this magnificent man in the car?
Eating a meal!
Knowing the story behind this video, the best part about it is that he was arrested by mistake.
Yeah.
They were looking for another guy who often dined and dashed and looked similar. So you're basically just watching a probably rather drunk, eloquent old geezer react to being manhandled by cops on false charges, and it's glorious.
That is also what you would say. That's also what you would say if you were guilty of all that shit.
Exactly.
That's how I would act.
This is democracy.
Eating a meal.
A succulent Chinese meal. How dare you grab my penis?
Get off my penis!
All right, Katie says...
A succulent Chinese penis?
Stop eating my sesame cake!
My name is Katie. Katie's car got squished in Salem.
Oh.
Mike. Hi, Mike and Steve. My name is Katie, and I've been following you guys since pre-Mike on SourceFed days. I used to listen to Cloverfield's... Can you get pregnant from pre-Mike?
It carries some of it in it.
I used to listen to Cloverfield's in high school on the bus ride home.
Wow.
Damn, what a memory.
Wow. What a weird sense of humor you must have had in high school.
And now I listen to Dynamic Banter driving to campus to get my master's degree, Humbleberg, as an ultimate test to see if my boyfriend really was a good egg.
Fun.
I tricked him into listening to the podcast while we were driving to one of our first dates. It worked! He likes cum jokes, turns out. We saw Mike stand up 2 times, once in Portland and then in Salem. You would understand our excitement when we heard our comfort podcast was coming to Salem. I love it's a comfort.
Yeah.
It's like, I would find it uncomfortable.
Well, it's also...
Stop.
No, you're right. Never mind.
Shh, you wanted to say something.
It's also what you put on when you don't want to think about anything else. Because it's different.
I guess that's comfortable for sure. Yeah.
You want to turn your mind off, you...
Sometimes people find comfort in the strangest of places. Ain't that right, Scream? There he goes. I got tickets as a surprise for my boyfriend's birthday. For my boyfriend's birthday, right when they were released. What was released? Oh, the tickets to the Salem show. Actually, for real, on MikeFalzone.com, Squarespace website.
Nice, so it works.
I was so excited to snag front row seats. We counted down the days until it was finally the big one. Happy New Year. This is where it gets not nice, but I use jokes to cope with scary times, so here we are. We drove about an hour to get to the medium city of Salem, listening to DB all the way. And when we were about 10 minutes from the venue, it happened. Just when Steve was saying y'all would never come back to Salem, a car ran a red light. Maybe they were close, alright. And T-boned us going real fast.
God damn.
We were pushed into the other lane, and then another car hit us. Damn. Scary, scary stuff.
Dude.
Your life kind of flashes before your eyes when shit like that happens.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Glad you're writing this email. Sounds like you've survived.
What a crazy thing that somebody could have died coming to our show.
Keep in mind,
I guess
DB,
that's a risk we all run.
It's always a risk.
Every time you leave.
Every time. Keep in mind, DB is playing while all of this is happening. We emerge from the crumpled remains of my Subaru and assess the scene.
But it's like slower, like we're on tape.
I know, bridge. Never coming back to see you.
Now for some history.
We emerge from the crumpled remains of my Subaru and assess the scene.
Thank God you were in a Subaru.
Seriously, dude. That's how you got. That's how you lived.
Yeah.
Lucky neither me or my boyfriend had any bad injuries, and the other two drivers that hit us were okay as well. Good.
Best case scenario. Well, second to best case scenario, I suppose.
Yeah, first is no accident. My car was totaled, but it did a great job protecting us. Yes, the horn still honks. Hey, a salute. A one honk salute.
We stand a honked horn.
To Subi the Subaru. I'm so thankful that we're all okay, and for the first responders that were so nice and even offered us to drive us to the show.
Wow.
Sadly, we had to wait for the tow truck, so we could not attend.
Dude, like when Miss Piggy comes, Muppet Family Christmas,
yeah.
She shows up at the end.
Yeah.
There's no
me do it for you. Remember when she sang that in the end? To Kermit? let's see. So, car's total, horn still honks. Okay. Sadly, we had to wait for the tow truck so we could not attend, but I can't wait to listen to that bad boy when it comes out. I know you're never coming back to Salem, but...
That's accurate.
Maybe come to Portland or Eugene or Seattle.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And.
Anyway, there's a little bit more to the story that involves piss, but I know Steve don't like a long email. We'll try not to get squished next time. Love you guys.
Dude.
Katie and Cole.
So sorry that happened to you guys. So happy you're okay.
So happy you're okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for attempting to come to our show.
Yeah.
But obviously this doesn't count and we're upset. But I will say I would love, Katie, if you would email us that piss story.
Yeah.
As a separate email, because why not? We love a good pistory road.
And any x-rays you might have taken at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So we have it for our records.
Yeah, just for our records. Yeah.
We have everyone who listens to this story, we have access to your medical record.
We've made a record on everyone who's ever been on the show, history road or otherwise.
It's true.
All right, well, guys, thank you for listening to our episode about Congo. Mike, you got any plugs, buddy boy?
Yeah, June 2nd. I am going to be at doing Surrounded in the main room of the Hollywood Improv, and plenty of tickets left. Ben Glebe, Matt Bronger, Crystal Marie, and James Davis, and Ashley Heseltine from the Girls Gotta Eat podcast.
That's a lineup.
And it's going to be great. And also we're doing one in San Diego on the 31st at the Whistle Stop Bar. And I think I'm going to be in San Diego once or twice the following month. In June, there's a couple weekends where I'm down there. So yeah, come hang out.
Also, the merch store is being weird for people still. So just
some people
being fixed.
Yeah,
that's happening to people.
Yeah.
It's being taken care of.
We talked about it again yesterday,
yeah.
And obviously, like I have no idea.
But Byron's working.
And Byron also kind of has no idea, but he is actively reaching out to people who will know.
Thank you for your patience, everybody, on that website. Snafu. We'll be back in business in no time.
Yeah.
Anything else, Kevin?
How's your head, Kevin?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.